car repairs. No one likes car repairs, but maintenance and service costs go hand in hand with car ownership. However, there are things you can do to avoid any surprise costs. First of all, change your oil every 3,000 miles, or 4,800 kilometers. You can learn to do it yourself, too. It's not rocket science. Next, get your tires rotated every 5,000 miles, 8,000 kilometers. This will not only prolong the life of your tires, but also help your steering. No one likes car repairs, but maintenance and service costs go hand in hand with car ownership. However, there are things you can do to avoid any surprise costs. First of all, change your oil every 3,000 miles, or 4,800 kilometers. You can learn to do it yourself, too. It's not rocket science. Next, get your tires rotated every 5,000 miles, 8,000 kilometers. This will not only prolong the life of your tires, but also help your steering.
Car repairs. And that's never much fun. Car repairs usually costs you money. It means you have to fix something on your car because something has broken apart or broken down or doesn't work properly anymore.
Now, car repairs are usually very expensive because the average person doesn't know a lot about cars. So you're pretty much putting all of your trust into the mechanic, the guy who fixes your car. That's why we say no one likes car repairs. Well, nobody likes it when their car is broken down because you have to spend time taking it to a mechanic and spend money. But maintenance and service costs go hand in hand with car ownership. So when you own a car, first of all, you have to maintain it, meaning you have to keep it healthy. You have to change the oil, do simple things to keep your car healthy. But also there are service costs, like for when your car has problems and you need to get something fixed.
However, there are things you can do to avoid any surprise costs. So you might get a surprise cost if you don't look after something properly, and after a while it breaks down, and then you need to get it fixed or a part replaced. But you can avoid these things, these surprise costs, if you just do a few small things, like, first of all, change your oil every 3,000 miles. That's very simple to do. It's taking the oil that's in the engine out and putting new oil in. It's not that hard to do.
It's so easy that you can learn to do it yourself. It's not rocket science. Now, rocket science is something that's very difficult. Scientists who build rockets that go into outer space, you know, it's something beyond what the average person can comprehend, can even imagine. But changing the oil, it's simple. Just take the old oil out, pour the new oil in. You just need to know where everything is. So if you learn to do it, you can save money by doing it yourself.
That's right. Next, get your tires rotated every 5,000 miles. You can see here they're giving us the imperial system, miles, and the metric, kilometers. So 5,000 miles or 8,000 kilometers. If you rotate your tires, it means you're putting the front tires on the back or the back tires on the front. You could, I guess, also change the left tire and put it on the right, and the right on the left, but normally tires will wear out quicker in either the back or the front, so you want to rotate them so that things are even.
Mm-hmm. Move them around a little bit. And this is good because this will not only prolong the life of your tires, but also help your steering. And so if you keep all of your tires in the same place and you don't rotate them, move them around, then they wear out faster. But if you move them around, you can prolong the life of them, meaning you can use them for a longer time. And car tires are expensive, so it's a good idea to try to keep them as usable as possible. Not only will that save you money, but also help your steering. Now, when you steer, that's when you make your car go in different directions. And so changing your tires, rotating them, changing your oil, doing all of these things will not only save you money, but keep you safer.